Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're talking about some of our favorite trips from 2014, where we had fun going to different places, eating lots of food, doing tours, and just hanging out together, because that's one of the things that makes travel so great, is having an opportunity to try different things, to be adventurous, to have a little relaxation time, just all of the things that are important to you when you take that trip. And some of these places that we went in 2014 are really great places to try again in 2015, Dr. Bill.
Well, they are. I mean, places like Asheville, these places you really can't see in one setting, even a couple of days or a week. There's a lot to see. So there's places to make multiple trips and enjoy what they have to offer.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought up Asheville, because Asheville and that trip that we took is really definitely high on my list of places to recommend for 2015. And not only me, but also Frommers, the great travel guide, is also recommending Asheville as one of the top places to go in 2015. So it's not just us that had a great time there, Doc Bills. A lot of people have been going to Asheville having some fun.
It has the type of diversity I like, you know, Italian food, Thai food, you know, different. I mean, that's what I think about food.
Everything
you had
food.
Many different types of food there, which made the city really, really neat.
How much food was there?
The amount was incredible.
I know. It was. Well, we did eat a lot of food, too. I mean, we went there really for the culinary tour, to see the culinary scene, because when we were setting up the trip, that was one of the purposes that we talked with them about, really wanting to see for ourselves about the scene, because we had heard a lot about some of the chefs there being recommended for James Beard Awards and just, you know, really coming to be known on the culinary scene. So we wanted to check it out ourselves.
They do. They have a variety of beer. They have a variety of wine. So there's a lot of different things as far as the drinking and the food aspect that you have in Asheville. And I remember the restaurants we went to, like Karate, Rhubarb, and Wild Weed and Chai Ponte, were really good places, and particularly the brewery on Wild Weed, which does good food as well as good beer.
Yeah, there was a beer there that I brought home that was a cucumber mix beer with, it was just a great flavor, really different. And that's one of the neat things about craft beers, and we just talked about that on the last segment, when Nicole and I and our friend Steven went all around Los Angeles trying the craft beer. So it's really great to see all these great craft beer breweries coming over to the East Coast as well. Great to see that.
And the farm to table aspect is here, and it's alive in Asheville, and that's a nice thing that you can see at Rhubarb and some of the other small places. But Rhubarb is one of the places, the chef that runs it, really pioneered that whole area.
Oh, really?
He did. Chef Flair was one of the original people, particularly with Blackberry Farms in Tennessee, that set up and did the farm to table and set up that whole aspect that brought about the whole Southern Appalachian and Southern food culture alive in this part of the country.
Well, it was fascinating to talk with him and just hear some of the things that he's interested in doing also in the future, and just also, too, how he's wanting to tap into the Native American culture and their food culture there, too, which is definitely in that area. I'm sure he can find a lot of great natural things out in the wild, or some of the farms, maybe also planting and doing some growing of those things, too.
I'm sure he has. He's done most of that work in that area there. You have Indian foods, as Chai Ponte, which was good. It had some really great lime-flavored okra that was fried.
Oh, I love that.
You know, and again, innovations such as the tapas restaurant, this Karate, which has a lot of the, you know, flavors of Spain coming through. And these are interesting things that make it, and the food isn't that expensive. You can find a food for any type of budget you have. Family-friendly restaurants that look for more singles, restaurants that just people want to be alone and just eat a lot of food. So they're all there.
Well, you know, the food part was good, and after you eat all that great food, you really need to get out and walk around. And the downtown historic part of the city is perfect for walking around, hopping into art museums, different stores. And if you go there during the time when they're having some of their art in the park, you can just, you know, walk and see lots of great things to buy and or just even look at. What about all the street musicians and actors? And I mean, it was just an abundance of things to do, and original music. A lot of those musicians were playing, and the actors, you know, acting out different plays and performances right there on the street. It was fascinating.
It was. You can even burn off some energy in the on the pub cycle, where you can drink some beer and pedal and burn off some of the energy from your meal.
Well, that host is certainly a person who will make it a lot of fun as well. So the pub cycle is definitely something that you should include in your itinerary when you go to Asheville. Absolutely.
It is. But then there's a lot of outdoor things to do, too. There's whitewater rafting, canoeing, kayaking, a lot of hiking, and a lot of mountains. So, I mean, these are neat things that you can do in that area there that offers a lot of opportunity. And again, it doesn't cost you much money. You just have the time, and places to stay aren't that expensive.
Well, you know, I like the part that you bring up also, too, about the outdoor things to do, because you're right, there's so many things to do. And that Nantahala National Forest is there. That's where the Joyce Kilmer Forest is located, right?
It is. It has some of the biggest, oldest trees in the East Coast. That some of the trees have never been cut. And you've got some big poplar trees, but even more impressive off the trail are the big Virginia red oaks.
And what about for culture buffs? Isn't that where the Appalachian Cultural Museum is as well in Asheville?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great museum there, because it really has a great reinterpretation of life and culture in that Blue Ridge area, in that region there. So you get a chance to see how the people have lived there, you know, through the years. So that's a great tip there, Nicole. And movie buffs, I know a lot of people out there like The Hunger Games. That's where the first Hunger Games was filmed.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
That's a good reason to go,
that's
right?
That's a great reason to go.
Well, I'll tell you another reason why I want to go back as well in 2015. Not only because, you know, it's listed as, you know, one of the top places to go in 2015, but that drum circle, Doc Bill, what about that?
Well, that's a place where people can just go and just listen to some music that's happening there, people beating the drums and just dancing around, scene from Haight Ashbury back in the San Francisco days. So you do have that harpening back to that whole free will hippie-type environment, which is present in Asheville.
Well, it's definitely present in Asheville. The thing also, too, Nicole, that I think you and your friends might enjoy it as well, is because you do get a chance to kind of get a sense of harping back to that era of the sort of the hippie days. But also another good reason, too, for it is because it's a great place also, too, for young people, for people of all ages, for people of all races. I mean, it's just, it's very, very diverse there. So it's a great place. As a matter of fact, their tagline is, there's something for everyone in Asheville. And that really is true. So if you want to eat like Doc Bill, or if you want to listen to the street musicians like me, or your friends, y'all know you guys like a lot of outdoor things, there's something for everyone there. So great, great place to go. But, you know, we had Landis Taylor, who's with the tourism department there, talk about why Asheville is so great. So let's play a little clip from what she had to say and let everyone hear it from someone who actually promotes the city.
Yeah, well, I think you guys hit it in the beginning when you talked about how there's something for everyone. You know, we've got the downtown scene. We've got the restaurants, the breweries. There's an incredible art scene as well. We have the River Arts District, which is a nice little area just outside of downtown where folks can stroll through working studios, or they can go in and see the artists, you know, blowing glass or making pottery. We have a fantastic and vibrant music scene, from our traditional bluegrass roots to the Pritchard Park Drum Circle that happens every Friday night downtown about 6 o'clock. Folks just start gathering and bringing their drums. And it's so interesting to be there and to see the mix of locals and tourists and all ages, like you were talking about, out there just keeping a rhythm for 3 or 4 hours.
We love that. We actually went to that. We loved it.
I know there are a great variety of accommodations in Asheville. We had a great stay at the Rite Inn, which is a great bed and breakfast. What other accommodations are available in the Asheville area?
Yeah, so there is that great selection of B&Bs and inns. There's also some wonderful downtown hotels as well. The Grand Bohemian in Biltmore Village is a fantastic, like, Tudor hunter-style lodge. And then, of course, you've got those old tried and true just Asheville spots, like the Inn on Biltmore, or again the Grove Park Inn.
Great. I mean, I love all of those tips that she gave and all those places to go and things to do. So 2015, is it on your list, Nicole?
It's on my list. I never realized this about Asheville, so I'm excited.
I know. I think it should be on everyone's list. So you guys sit tight. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about some of the other trends for 2015. This show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. Back in a minute. Somehow